is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Wall Street was looking to bounce back from yesterday's steep sell-off, but futures have just turned lower a half hour before the opening bell. CBS News Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady.
Yesterday, it was not a one-day blip. That follows a week-long roller coaster on Wall Street where we saw all of those post-election gains wiped out. It is unclear what the long-term tariff picture looks like, and new fears of a recession are looming.
The House could vote today on the Republican spending plan to avert a government shutdown Friday night. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks he'll have the votes to pass a short-term plan to fund the government through the year. President Trump has backed the bill and reached out to some GOP lawmakers urging their support.
Democrats say the GOP bill does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia, looking for a way to end their war with Ukraine. Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly hopes Ukraine can reclaim all the territory it has lost to Russia.
Ideally, I'd like to see him get all of it back and get the Russians kicked out of their country. And one day I hope to see Putin rotting in a prison cell somewhere. I think that's a possibility.
Ukraine unleashed its largest drone attack on Russia yet, killing three people. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the deportation of Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil. Khalil was leading the protests at Columbia University before ICE arrested him Saturday. More from CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Student protesters told us Khalil's arrest has already had a chilling effect on free speech.
We've been really over-monitoring ourselves and our speech right now, trying our best to just make sure it's not hurting any of our peers who are immigrants in any capacity.
A new report says 91% of the world's countries have air pollution that exceeds WHO standards.
Air quality technology company IQ Air measured readings from nearly 9,000 cities around the world. Among America's worst,
Los Angeles is now back at the top of that list.
IQ Air's Christy Chester Schroeder. Many Texas communities saw air quality worsen. They were downwind of air pollution from Mexico. Many northeastern cities saw their levels improve in 2024, no longer choked by smoke from Canadian wildfires. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
In Argentina, seven medics who treated the late soccer star Diego Maradona are going on trial for negligence.
Maradona just walked away from huddling.
Maradona died after suffering a heart attack in 2020. The medics are accused of failing to properly care for him. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow with a look at headlines. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. We'll update that story at the bottom of the hour. Another report will follow. A new report shows just how dire the teacher shortage in Wisconsin is, giving us a picture of how many first-time teachers either leave the profession or leave the state. That, along with low pay and low rates of diversity, seem to be problems statewide, according to a recent survey. And in the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep nine paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election, seeking a $1.5 million tax levy increase to continue to pay for those positions. The city is hosting community listening sessions throughout March to give residents a chance to learn more about the need for the referendum and allow them to ask questions. Tonight, 5:30 is the first at the Humble Park Community Center at 2200 Blaine Avenue. Then again, March 18th at 5:30. You can get news at the top and bottom of every hour. And, of course, we have it on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in prime time tonight on TNT in Indy, taking on the Pacers. Milwaukee coming off that loss to the Cavaliers, who've now won 14 games in a row. Damian Lillard.
You know, they're having a great season. They're rolling. We didn't play our best game. We respect who they are and what they've done, but we feel great about where we are and our opportunity to win a game.
NFL free agency, the Packers signing two players, the 49ers left guard Aaron Banks and Raiders defensive back Nate Ross. both to four-year contracts. Defensive lineman T.J. Slayton leaves Green Bay for Cincinnati, a two-year deal with the Bengals. Baseball. Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Mariners. Christian Yelich back from back surgery with a home run.
Yeah, I still think I can play at a pretty high level. You know, I felt like I was playing at a pretty high level last year up until I got hurt, which was unfortunate. It just came on pretty quick. That's how it goes sometimes, but I still think I can do it at a high level, and you know, I just got to go out there and do it.
That's Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with wind northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
WRJN. Good news, it's not Monday anymore.
She's got it, yeah, baby, she's got it. Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And Brewers baseball is back. Spring training. You can hear a couple of games this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, both days starting at 3 p.m. And the Brew Crew, of course, this year trying to three-peat for the National League Central Championship. So, yeah, catch Brewer Baseball, brought to you this year in part by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel 7 Food, and the Lanes on 20. See the entire schedule online on our website at WRJN.com.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine, one meal at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scanlon, treasurer.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. To love you like I love the should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my nails and then I twitch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. And this girl, it's just great balls of fire. Hold me back. you like a lover should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you might. Ain't you trying to kill me?
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's Tuesday, going easy on your ears right now with some flutes from Can't Heat. Going up the country, WRJN.
Thurman. What a show he put on a week and a half ago in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. He is so much fun. He is just a great time when you see him live. Peter Noon, Herman of Herman's Hermits. Let's get you up to speed now on what's going on out there, up the world and up your street with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. In the coming weeks, Racine voters will decide whether to support funding to keep 9 paramedic and EMT positions at the Racine Fire Department. The referendum will appear on ballots during the April 1st spring election and will seek $1.5 million tax levy to increase to continue to pay for the positions. The fire department received city approval to apply for the staffing for adequate fire and emergency grants 3 years ago to help address cuts made during the COVID pandemic. The Racine Fire Department says funding for the three-year grant will expire March 2026, currently funded by the federal grant. The federal government will stop helping states build an EV charging infrastructure if a Wisconsin congressman has his way. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Congressman Tony Weed wants to roll back a program that helps pay for electric vehicle charging stations. Weed wants to repeal the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure federal program, saying money is wasted building new EV stations. The Wisconsin DOT has been given $78 million to build the charging stations here, but $63 million of that is now at risk. Weed is supporting legislation called the Unplug EV Charging Stations Program Act. It might be worth noting that Weed, who represents the 8th Congressional District, used to own a chain of gas stations called Dino Stop throughout Northeast Wisconsin.
And that's news on WRJN. We have news at the top and bottom of every hour and online on demand at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Partly cloudy this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon, and it is definitely going to be colder than yesterday. Our high today only 41 with winds northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight 31, tomorrow partly cloudy 45, Thursday 47. We're back to near 60 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song.
need. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Nothing like getting chased by a bunch of girls to inspire a hit song like this one from the Dave Clark Five.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. If you can. Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
He rich?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
Thank you.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Paul McCartney playing that famous Abbey Road left-handed piano. Made that up.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrives without a suitcase. Sunday where would I be without you in my life?
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
Sweet it is, the old Jackie Gleason saying. I'm Dan Marcus. Somebody will get that. Coming up, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, Tommy James told me, and this is not a Tommy James song, but Tommy James told me that that first hit, that's important. More important than the first hit is the second hit. So the song you're going to hear is a follow-up to the big first hit that the Raspberries had. The Raspberries is a group out of Cleveland that sang Please Go All the Way. You know that song, right? You've heard that on WRJN. What was the follow-up? You may or may not remember it, but it's next. It's in the On Deck Circle on WRJN.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Let's find out what's behind the vault door, shall we? Well, we know it's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, I always thought this song was as good as their first one. This was the follow-up to the Raspberries' Please Go All the Way. Now, we're going back to the autumn of 1972. A couple months after the Raspberries get a gold record and make the top 10 with Please Go All the Way, well, they had to follow it up with something, right? This song, just as good in my opinion, but with Eric Carmen singing lead, it made it to number 16 on the charts. Oh, I Wanna Be With You, the Raspberries. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget this time around on WRJN. With a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget from about 1972, and that's I Want to Be With You. It's a great song on WRJN. Eric Carmen lasted with the band about another year before going solo, and then a year after going solo, he had a solo hit called All By Myself. Same guy singing lead on that song. And it took him about another 15 years before he had another, well, 10, before he had another hit with the song Hungry Eyes from the movie Dirty Dancing. Starring Patrick Swayze, Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner. That's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. Another one at 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN. WRJN.
Hits WRJN with local high school basketball playoffs underway, and we've got another great game lined up for Thursday with Whitnall at Waterford. 6:30 is the kickoff. 7 o'clock. No, not kickoff. That's wrong sport. It's the pregame on WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Oh,
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A day after the big sell-off, stocks have opened mixed. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says Wall Street is worried about a possible recession.
That is coupled with some real economic data. You are seeing consumer sentiment drop. We saw consumer spending drop in January. That's a big one. But the data does not say we are in a recession right now. Sentiment might, but the data doesn't.
Top U.S. and Ukrainian officials have been meeting in Saudi Arabia for several hours now as they discuss ways to end the war with Russia. CBS's Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
Ukraine does not want to be pressured into a ceasefire deal that rewards Vladimir Putin with territory, Ukrainian territory, and leaves the door open to him invading all over again, because that's happened before.
Last night, Ukraine launched its biggest drone attack of the war, killing at least three people in Russia. For the first time in its history, Southwest Airlines is going to start charging for checked bags. CBS's Chris Van Cleve explains how it will work.
Only Southwest's most elite A-list preferred flyers and those booking its priciest business select fares will get two free checked bags. A-list members, Southwest credit card holders, and select